Last year, President Obama and Congress asked the Federal Aviation Administration to come up with regulations for commercial drone licensing. Deadline was 2015. It hasn't been clear how or when the FAA would start making rules for commercial drone use, but yesterday, the agency dropped a bit of a hint. It issued a permit to the oil company BP. BP can now use a drone to survey Alaska. Ryan Kahlo is a professor of law at the University of Washington. He's also our resident drone expert. I asked him what the FAA's decision about this drone permit means for other companies who want to fly drones.
I don't know. And that's a problem, I think, right? Because there's all these companies that would like to, and individuals who would like to use drones for a commercial purpose. And they've sort of been eagerly awaiting a roadmap for how to do so. Because today you can only, you know, really petition the FAA to use a drone if you're a public entity, like law enforcement, something like that. And they're looking for this pathway to use drones for a commercial purpose. But the area is very murky, right? So, you know, some people have tried to use drones for a commercial purpose only to receive a letter from the FAA saying we're going to fine you. Some people have continued, at least one person has continued to use it despite receiving a letter and actually got fined.
So the drones right now, the general policy is law enforcement, sort of official public uses are licensed. And up until this BP license, really commercial uses have not been.
That's right. So there is an exception that says that if you are a hobbyist and you're not using it for a commercial purpose and you're away from people, then you can use it. So it's not as though only law enforcement's been using it. Also, lay people have been using it for non-commercial purposes. But the FAA has been clear that it does not purport to allow you to use drones even for a commercial purpose, even for like a kind of a narrow commercial purpose. Like, I just want to fly around this property to get a good shot at it because I'm a real estate agent, or I'm into extreme sports and I'd like to follow myself with a drone. These kinds of things have not been tolerated.
Why do you think BP was issued this permit?
I think it's a little bit of a ratcheting situation. So BP had been issued a special permit in order to do some water-based surveying. Presumably, it had showed itself to be capable and responsible of operating drones over water. And so now perhaps the FAA is comfortable extending that to land. The issue, of course, is that we don't have any transparency around what kind of criteria makes it so you can be a candidate to use drones, to test them out and then to use them. We know that you can do it if you're a hobbyist, if you're law enforcement or another public entity, and also if you build drones, there are exceptions that will permit you to test them. But beyond that, we don't have a very good sense, right? And so, you know, in the United States, especially with respect to administrative law, which is what governs an agency like the FAA, we would expect them to be very transparent, to sort of tell us all the conditions under which I can get a drone and everything else. And instead, they've just been sending these letters, continuing to send them even when a court tells them that, or an administrative judge tells them that the fine is not appropriate, and continuing to send these letters and then just sort of randomly allowing a big oil company to use the drone.
Most famously, Amazon made huge headlines by announcing on 60 Minutes several months ago that it wanted to have drones deliver your packages. I wasn't sure if that was serious or not, but that's, you know, that's a kind of interesting thing. So in addition to BP, Amazon is one big corporation that's talking about it. Who else?
Well, so I will say, Marcy, I actually think that Amazon's quite serious about that.
They are serious.
Yeah. I mean, and subsequently, I've heard from people within the company, and it sounds to me like they're very serious about this. And one issue that Amazon faces is that for them to deliver packages efficiently, they're going to have to do some autonomous navigation. That is, they can't have a person sitting there flying each drone to your house. If they did, they might as well throw that person on a bike and just bike it over to your house. And so they need to be able to do this sort of semi-autonomously or autonomously. And under the current FAA interim report, the FAA suggested that autonomous flight wouldn't be available. And so that's something Amazon has to overcome, but I think that they're serious.
You mentioned hobbyists earlier. So for private use, can I have a drone now? Could I use a drone? I don't know what I'd use it for, but could I?
I don't know what you'd use it for. So I mean, as long as you were to be away from people and you were to keep it within line of sight and below a certain height, a few hundred feet, you could operate a drone and you wouldn't have to be concerned about it. I imagine you could go to Gasworks Park or something like that, and if there weren't a lot of people underneath, you know, you could fly it there, and that wouldn't be a problem.
So the bottom line is commercial drone usage is coming.
It's coming because Congress said it needs to, right? And so these agencies are creatures of the federal government. They have these animating statutes, and you know, even if they're independent at one level, in terms of politically, they're beholden to Congress, and they have to do what Congress says. And Congress said, look, you need to integrate the domestic use of commercial drones here, and their job is to say I, right? And so, yes, they'll do it. The question is how they do it. And I have to say that I'm not very encouraged by the way that they've decided to do the first one over land. I think it's not very transparent, and I'd rather see a roadmap for every innovator to be able to use this technology.
Ryan Kahlo, thank you for coming by.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Ryan Kahlo is a law professor at the University of Washington, specializing in new technologies. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.